Hari Om Sahana Bhavatu Sahana Bhunaktu Sahariyam Karavavahai Tejasvi Navadi Tamastu Mavidvishavahai Om Shanti 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 Om Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Bhakti Sandarbha Adhyayana 1 Adhikarna Run 1 Description of the Bhakti Yoga Process. Skanda Purana says, Nishchala Twai Bhaktir Yash Saiva Muktir Janardana Mukta Eva Hi Bhaktaste Tava Vishno Yato Hare. O Janardana, O Lord, unswerving bhakti to you is liberation, mukti or pavarga, since those who are liberated are devotees of Vishnu. And so here it's the devotees are liberated, therefore then apavarga means that which produces bhakti, because only bhakti gives liberation. Because this other, it's not actually liberation. Does that make sense? You know, it's like in the material world, there's always people are making imitations. So the idea, the actual religious process, the actual benefit, the sense gratification, and the freedom from the anxiety of those three, they're not actually real. It's not real religion, it's not real gain, it's not real sense gratification, it's not real freedom. You know? These, they're here to use in the Lord's service, but they only take on their reality when they're connected to bhakti. And when they're connected, these four are connected to bhakti, that gives apavarga. Otherwise, bhakti, these four can't be obtained. People say, no, but I work hard, I get money. And can you take it with you? You know, they even made a play about that. You can't take it with you. You know? Because you can't. So, and you say you have it, and then tomorrow? Can you guarantee, you know? Government doesn't take it, thieves don't take it, family doesn't take it. You don't lose it on the street while you're walking around. You know, I mean, you can't guarantee natural disaster, this, that, emergency. You can't guarantee any of this. You can't guarantee that, you know, oh, we'll go with sense gratification, let's go get something to eat. When you go there, that it actually has a proper taste. Or you get there, maybe it has the proper taste, but the environment's bad, or you get there and there's no place, or you get there and it's closed. You can't guarantee anything on the material platform. So therefore, this idea that liberation is something that can happen from the point of view of non-bhakti, non-devotional, is an illusion. It's all an illusion. So it's simply here to be used in the Krishna service. And as soon as you use it in Krishna service, it actually takes on its real nature. Otherwise, it's just a shadow. Because we have to understand, Krishna is the supreme mystic. He's the one controlling it, not us. You can say, no, I can do it. You can say all you want. You know? How many people have said, right? Right? Caesar said, what happened to him? Right? Stabbed. I mean, I told you, I once saw this one, what do you call it? You have for the desk, you have pencil holders. You know, it's generally like a cup or something and that, or sometimes it's, you know, it'll be something, let's say it's Yosemite National Parks, it'll have a bear, you know, on the front, and you put the things in the top. This one was Caesar, and it had so many holes in the back that you could stick pencils. So you see Caesar there with all these pencils sticking out the back, right? Okay, so Caesar's dead. Napoleon, you know, drinking horse urine, you know, dying out on the island there, right? Hitler, you know, so many speculations how he goes. I think only the Russians can say, you know, like that. You know, all the, where are they? Every last one of them, Genghis Khan, right? You know, from what I understand, he drowned. He got so drunk that he fell on the floor unconscious, and he vomited, and he drowned. Unless that was Alexander the Great. It was one of those two.
Alexander was more, he died of malaria or something.
Oh, he died, so that was Alexander the Great, right?
No, Alexander the Great died out of malaria.
Oh, so then that was the Genghis Khan, you know, which more fitting, you know, because what to do. Yeah. That's the one thing, you never hear of the Mongolians dying because they fell off their horse. His horse is only like this big, so you know, even you fall off, you know, you get a scratched elbow. So the it's an illusion that there's anything here. Right? The only thing here is its ability to be used in Krishna's service. It's Krishna's creation. He made it just for this purpose. And its only purpose is to give you trouble so that you turn to Krishna. Because when things are going well, amazingly, no one turns to Krishna. When something goes wrong, that's when we start praying. So that's the whole idea. We should pray, right? Because we're in a dangerous situation. Does that make sense? We have to reverse this way of thinking. It has to be, it's bhakti. Krishna made it for use in bhakti. There is no other purpose to it. We've come here for another purpose, but there is no other purpose. You know, it's just like you go, let's say the adults are going somewhere, right, for some purpose. And the kids are coming along. So the actual point of going there is the purpose that the adults are doing. The kids have their own idea of what they're going to do, you know, what the purpose is for. And you constantly have to be telling them that's not what it's for. This is not for running around and yelling and screaming, right? Does that make sense? Yeah. At least that's the old tradition. The modern tradition is, yeah, they run around, yell and scream, make every flight. In other words, the material world's not bad enough. You know? You have to increase the adibhotic miseries. Right? So, the idea is that apavarga means that which leads to bhakti, or which produces bhakti. So, as we said before, karma and jnana on its own will not in any way produce bhakti. It can't. It can't approach, it can't produce nothing. But if you connect it to bhakti, then it becomes a medium through which bhakti is produced. So bhakti is the independent one. It's not that these are, karma jnana dependent on bhakti, not the other way around. So it's when you connect it to bhakti, then it becomes nice. You know, does that make sense? You know, it's just like, let us say, another, you go stand in your line, you want to get something done, you know, some government thing or this or that or some big thing like that. Very difficult thing, so many people are there in anxiety. And, you know, slowly, slowly it plods along. We think, yeah, I can do this. But now, if you have a friend that happens to work in the government, he deals with that. He just comes along, oh, hey, you're here. What are you here for? He says, oh, come with me. You're out of the line. You get the work done. Because it's independent. It means it already includes. It's not that, no. You know, even if the guy comes and says, you come with me, we'll just go in there and we'll take care of it. You know, you go sit in his office and some secretary comes in and asks some questions. They write it all down. They go give the papers. They come back and they just give you the thing. You don't even have to do anything other than a few points. Right? But if we say, no, you have to go do it yourself and all that because, you know, the minister doesn't have the power with the secretaries to do all that, you know. Are we dealing with an idiot here or are we dealing with an idiot? Or possibly an idiot. Yeah, I guess you would have. Maybe an idiot.
Which possibly could also just be an idiot.
Yeah, that's also there. Yeah. I mean, that's, you do have to look at all angles. You know, we shouldn't be so absolute.
Narrow-minded.
Yeah, so narrow-minded, so absolute. So, This is the point that's being given again and again from different angles. Is that bhakti is independent. The jiva is independent of the material energy. But they willingly put themselves under the control of the material energy. Right? Means they have to be dependent on something, but they can choose. So you don't have to be under, you can be under the spiritual energy. We've chosen the material energy. So therefore it's there. It's there. And like Prabhupada said, the spiritual form of the living entity is covered by the gross and subtle body. It's already there. It's covered. We'll think, oh no, because you start with the impersonal, then you get the personal, then how can it be this, that? No, that's the way it is. Can I change it? It's already there. No. People don't like this.
Yeah, yesterday I was trying to explain, because we started on the Epichamsa Kalapamsa Krishna, we started the third chapter, first canto of Bhagavatam. And, you know, so many commentaries, Jiva Goswami, of course, and Bhishma Chakravarti Thakur. So I was trying to explain to the devotees, and there was a list of Krishna's qualities, and it's like, it's so perfect. And then it is mentioned that 78% of those qualities jiva can develop. And then and it goes like that. And then it goes into 50, 55, 60, and 64. So from different, like you explained, from different angles. So, but then there's one quality mentioned in Krishna is independence. And he's like Swarupa, completely, completely independent. And then we have it in
minute.
Minute. But then the idea is that, especially devotees, like you were mentioning, I want this, I want that, I want to execute my independence, but we have to see that the independence of the ten thousands of the tip of the hair, it's actually proportional to that size.
Yes, exactly.
Because we think Krishna is independent. Wow, I'm independent just like Krishna, but it's not. So it's out of proportions.
Yes.
And devotees don't think about it. But when you actually explain to them, then they kind of nod and say, I mean, they have to agree.
Yeah. There isn't another alternative.
But then again, oh, I want to be this, I want to execute my independence. But what's your independence? Comparing to material nature, comparing to Krishna, comparing to Shiva, Brahma, I mean, what is it actually? So just getting everything into its own place, so it makes us, you know, a little bit humble.
Yeah, it does. It's very far off. I was explaining to them about those 50 qualities are the qualities with which Krishna interacts with the devotees.
Yeah. I actually quoted you and I said this is where we have to invest our energy. Yeah. Because the other 14, they're divine qualities. I mean, all of them are divine.
Right.
But only for Brahma, Shiva and Vishnu. But our interaction happens within those. So we should really invest our energy into those.
And then we'll get the benefit by using those 50 in Krishna. And Krishna reciprocates those 50, but he also has those special four qualities in which he could, that environment in which he performs. But the actual direct interaction is based on those 50. Even in Vaikuntha, Dwarka, everywhere. All relationships are based on that 50. Like that. And the others, those other 20, that's just because he's God. That's the way it works.
Yeah.
No, it's another 10. Yeah. The other 10, yeah. The other 10 is just because he's God. That's all.
Another point I was thinking yesterday when you were explaining this, that bhakti is all inclusive. And it is. But then, and this is the beginning of the process, but then Rupa Goswami quotes Anyabhilasita Shunya Gyana Karvalya Navrita. So in its pure form, we should actually give up attachment to, in the beginning we engage those proclivities.
Yes.
But then in that definition it's all gone. For pure bhakti it should just disappear. Because otherwise is contaminated.
Yes, yes, yes.
Also, the definition of bhakti being all-inclusive means is the result you obtain from karma and jnana are automatically obtained in bhakti. Mm. It doesn't mean that karma and jnana themselves are there. Mm. You get the effect.
They don't generate the results. Is that what you're saying?
They can't.
They can't generate. First thing is that another angle that they can't generate on their own without having bhakti in it. But when we say bhakti is all-inclusive, means whatever is generated there, you have it here. Whatever results you get from karma and jnana, you have it in bhakti. That's why it's called all-inclusive. Mm-hmm. Not that it has the...
Yeah, it's like, let's say, you know, again, you're cooking, right? So if you're cooking, is the knife producing the cooking? No. Or the grater, or the cutting board, or even you say the fire, is it producing? Or the pan? No. They are instruments that take part in the transformation process. But the pan doesn't create transformation. The fire doesn't create transformation. Right? Krishna's energy, under Krishna's direction, he has established that if you use this process, things transform into a final product. Mm. We haven't done that. We may discover it, you know. I mean, saying you have the typical that Neanderthal is sitting in his cave, you know, and after he's produced his artwork on the wall and he's sitting back and all that, and you have the idiot kid over in the corner. You know, kids are kids; they have to do something stupid. So he's picked up a rock and he's banging it against another rock. And all that, but because they're Neanderthals, they don't really get too upset with this. But then there's a problem there, is that while he's banging it, the spark starts something on fire, and everyone's freaking out, and this and that, you know, and you know, whatever it is, and all, and that, you know, that whatever it is that they went out and clubbed over the head and dragged home for dinner, you know, happened to get, you know, roasted by that fire and all that, and they're very upset, and now what do they do, and everything like that. And, you know, they're really, really, you know, the kids, you know, been, you know, sent out of the cave, you know, like that, you know, here we go, sit in the corner, there they send them outside because of these, you know, got to watch the saber-tooths and stuff like that. You know, so, you know, you have to give them the fear of God, right? You know, so while they're there and there's nothing else to do and what to do and they can't go out, it's too late, so then they just have to decide, well, they have to eat this. And then when they eat it, they find it's fabulous, you know, it's like that. This is way better than just eating it raw. Like that. In fact, in America, when you're upset with somebody and you want to insult them, you say eat it raw. So I never really understood, you know, health food freaks, you know, that the raw is the real thing. You know, so whatever it is. So then they find out it's fabulous. Then the next thing, they call the kid back in. How did he make the fire? Like this and that. You know, suddenly going, you know, from what is it? You know, what is it? I can't remember. And the way it goes the other way, when it goes from nothing to something, you have something to nothing, something to nada, like that. It goes the other way. But whatever it is, and then he becomes a celebrity and all this, and then they got it happening, and then, you know, Rello's happened to drop by, you know, after 5 years, and hey, what's going on? And then, well, what's this? And then it goes out, and then everybody, you know, like that. And so then, you know, listen, that. They discover it, they say, but they didn't create it. That's the idea, is that because of the illusion of the jiva, he thinks, I discovered it, I made it. No, you just saw what was already there. So that's the illusion you were talking about before. So, yeah, I'm the big man. No, we're just we're 1/10,000, the tip of the hair. It means 1/10,000, anything 1/10,000, the tip of the hair, is it moving anything around? Right? You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, you know, I think it's the dung beetle or something like that. They're like, you know, Superman, because they can move 40 times their weight. Ant, I think, is like 6 times. Like that. 40 times their weight they can carry around. Like that. People can't, you know, hardly carry around, you know, their own weight. You know, like that. Let alone, so how does the jiva move the body? How does it work out all these, you know, all the what if it's not new? Neurotical. No, that's what I don't understand. Means the paths of the neurological paths. Yeah, neurotical path. The neuroticism that goes down the neurotical path. So how do they do that? And all that, the moving of the airs and this and that, and the coordination and all this and that. We just know if you go through these processes, it works. They don't know how it works. They can't say why it works. So this whole idea that we're actually independent and do anything, yes, we have the independence. Prabhupada says our independence is to choose. We want this or that. Do I sit here and my back of my head itches and I do nothing about it? Or, you know, I make the endeavor to pick up my hand and scratch the back of my head. You know, that's your choice. You want to do. You know what I'm saying? So you have that choice. And so then you can take that. So is it material energy or is it the spiritual energy? That's the point. Then within that, because the point is because it's about bhakti, it's about the interaction, then Krishna's energies take care. And it's not a matter of you're not independent. The focus is on the independence because you independently want to serve Krishna through devotion. Therefore, then his energies take care of that. And you get the credit. Just like Krishna already killed everybody on the battlefield. But because Arjuna took part, he got the credit. And so the relationship is what's important. You know what I'm saying? Like the parent and the child. You know, did the child pick itself up? It just levitated in the air and then floated over? No, the parent picked the child up. And then it's about the interaction. Who cares who picked up who? You know, because it's always a shock when, you know, the kid goes away, you know, for some time, comes back, and then when he meets the parent, then in hugging the parent, he picks up the parent. There's always that day. And then when that day comes, or the parent, especially with the mom, when the day she has to look up to look at her son, you know, like that, you know, it's a day, it's a major samskar, you know, in the heart of the parent. You know, and the kid, it doesn't, it's no big deal, but the parent is kind of like, oh, okay. So it's the interaction that's important. That's why you see, let's say you have a very wealthy, the kid, what wealth does he have? Right? What can he do? Can he run the company? No, but he's part of the scene. You know, they have a friend. You know, two friends were there from when they were small, when they grow up, one becomes super wealthy and one's not, but they still hang out and do all the things they did before. You know, so these things, the externals aren't the point, it's the mood, it's that interaction. The externals simply are supportive of. So in the same way karma and jnana will be supportive of the application of bhakti, but they themselves are not actually what causes anything to happen. You know? So when before he's saying they cause bhakti, that means because bhakti is added. You know what I'm saying? It's just like the toaster. Can the toaster toast the bread if it's not plugged in? So only when it's plugged in, so actually the electricity is toasting the bread. The toaster just happens to be that machine by which it manifests. You can say, well, without the toaster, you can't toast bread. It means, I've seen so many times, it means, I don't know now, but when I came to India, when toast was not made in a toaster. They put it on a little rack. You know, you had this little rack that was a little round with a little long handle, yeah. And you put the bread on there, and you put it over the flame. And you'd always get those little lines, you know, like the grilling lines. You could say, you know, oh, that's not complete, it should be plain. Then you go to a fancy restaurant, and then they put things on a grill, and it has the line. It doesn't have the lines, it's not grilled. You know, so then, you know, you got to have the lines. So then, no?
Isn't it? Yeah, I guess toaster is an American thing because in USSR we didn't have any toaster. So we're doing what you explained. You know,
yeah, it's okay. Just like that. It works. Okay. And you can control it.
You can't talk about toast or alphabet soup now.
Yeah.
I don't
know.
Yeah, yeah. Really, all this time we've been using the toaster as an example. What's that?
Yeah, yeah. I never used it in my audience. Toasters.
four elements.
Even Gladys, we have to explain what it is.
Oh, okay.
Because it has a different name, actually.
Oh, okay.
It's not a blender as such.
Okay, so the machine that spins things around so quickly that they all become very small and smooth.
Yeah.
The homogenized. point of? To be independent.
And my question is, previously you said that Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, and Vaishyas, they should be independent because they are professionals.
Yes.
And they should actually be more dependent by the nature. Don't they so?
Can be, no, but they are.
Yes, I
know. Means if a guy doesn't put up a thing that we're hiring, and therefore you can go get a job and he'll pay you, how will the shudra produce money? Mm-hmm. Right? You understand? So that's the whole thing. See, independence here is you're using it on various levels. We have Krishna as the supreme independent. And we have a small, minute amount of independence. What we're pointing out is that it's more limited than we, how do you say?
Are willing to admit.
Yeah, we are willing to admit, yes. Yes. It's just like a drop of ocean water has all the qualities of the ocean itself, but it has no effects like the ocean.
You can't float a boat.
No, you can't float a boat, and you know they're not, you know, how you say, putting all those little tinky boat. Yeah, you can float a bug in it. So it's just the proportion. It's just like if I, you know, it's just like you say, okay, you know, it's the end of the month, we have to pay all the bills. Okay. And so then I come along and I say, okay, here's 2 paisa. You can pay all your bills. And you say, that's not going to do anything. So you don't count that as in that case, as money. It's technically money, but what's its power? What can you do with it? Can you buy it anywhere, 2 paisa anymore?
There's no paisa.
There's no paisa.
No paisa.
Oh, that's right. Change now is rupees.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Only the government, the beggars, they use paisas, but you can't really buy anything for those. But then they exchange it, you know, amount of, you know, it's
they're like the banks.
Yeah, like the banks.
They're like the banks.
And there's a banker comes in the evening, he collects all the paisa and gives them bags of rupees.
Rupees.
Yeah. The paisa now.
That's so far out.
Some states you can't even use.
Okay, so you have to go to the
office. Small ones are also not.
Yes.
Okay, so only the 2.
No, in 1 rupee coins there are like small ones, there are really bigger ones.
Oh.
Small ones are not in use here.
Okay, so then the small ones are all governed in the mode, right? Given to the deities. So the guy takes it to the, what is it, RBI, and then
no,
changes
he
there.
No. He just gives it back to them. It's a it's a historical system.
Okay.
He collects, then he gives, then he sells it to other people, and then those who, the pilgrims, they want to give paisa to everybody, and so they need amounts.
So
it goes just around that place.
Oh, wow. So
it doesn't leave over.
So it's a currency that just works amongst them.
Yes.
But it does turn into rupees.
Yes.
Because the pilgrims bring the rupees.
Exactly.
And that becomes the thing. That's far out. They have their own economy.
So how much is 1 package?
They charge a few rupees extra for that.
90%.
Yeah, something.
You get 90%.
10% you have to pay. Something.
It's easier. You give 10 rupees, they give you 9 rupees coins.
Yeah, coins or smaller, or like that. Whatever you ask. However charitable you want to be. If you want to give charity to 100 people, then you have a place.
So it's not because it's money, it's something that can be turned into money.
Yeah.
Earlier, Maharaj, all these coins, their value was even a little bit more than what it actually was. Mm. Like a 2 rupee coin, actually, to print it used to take more than 2 rupees. Because it's a proper metal.
Value of the metal.
But now they turn it into all this like cheap. Before they were all like real copper or something.
Like 5 rupees.
Yeah, big 5 rupees used to be there earlier. It was like costing 6.5 or something. That's why they removed that, and now the small one thing. Before the 5 rupee coin was good.
Yeah.
They used to have also the American, the silver dollar.
Yeah.
It was silver, it was worth a dollar.
Oh, yeah.
It's a coin or
a... A coin, yeah, it was a coin.
Not anymore, I guess.
I don't know.
They're still around. I don't think they actually use silver.
No, I don't think they use silver. It also used to say, is now they took it off, but it used to be the bills. They all said that you can turn it in for silver and gold.
Yeah, you could call silver certificates.
Yeah, silver or gold, like that. You could take it to the bank and say, I want the equivalent of gold or silver, and they would technically they had to give you.
Now probably Euros, they can give you the equivalent of plastic.
Yeah,
that's made
yeah.
What?
give me an old dented, what do you call it, aluminum pot, you know, that they've got, you know, that somebody stopped using.
The pounds are plastic.
Yeah, that's
sorry?
What I'm saying.
Notes, yeah. All the pounds are within the plastic. Like Australia.
Romanian too, with aluminum plastic. You can't even
crinkle
them up.
Yeah, but you can see through. They have a place you can see through.
Yeah, there's body
see through. Oh, wow.
In Israel, by the way, the pots, they started to trade in the pots.
Pots?
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah, the old pots, but, you know, good ones.
Clay pots.
Not clay, but normal pots. Cooking pots. Yeah, cooking pots. Then, I've never seen that. You come to the shop, you can trade it for a certain amount of money. And
if
you
can
in that
specific
shop, they accept it back.
Okay, but it's from their company.
Not
or it's any.
The dynamics, I think that's
yeah, or they'll just take it and resurface it.
I only knew about watches. They did it previously.
In India, you can do everything.
Yeah, that's yeah. In India, the recycles and everything.
But I never seen
that. How much will I get for a mother-in-law like that?
No, you don't never get money, you just get another product.
Yes.
Children, like, we want either the peanuts or something sweet. What do you call that?
Peanut with the door.
Candy Crush? Okay. Kind of.
Oh, yeah.
That one used to come. Or peanuts.
Oh, yeah.
Used to have that fun with the Duracoal.
Yeah.
The guy would show up, but he worked out the timings when I wasn't around. Because then he would come in the front and they would sell song proper, you know, the Bengali song proper. And so the kids would all go around and anything metal, they'd pick it up, you know, like the Niranis, you know, that they do the gardening with, or you know, anything of actual value, and bring it, and kids don't know what it's worth. You know, you give them a Nirani and get, you know, this much. And so like that so many times the laborers always say stuff disappears and like, what are you talking about, and they get on their case, and it was like years later I found out the kids sold it all.
Giving bicycles.
It's just like they give the guy, because I think one day it came and I came, what happened to be out, and when I came back in I looked inside and there was all our stuff in there. It's kind of like, well, so that's what we told them, you can't go around.
That's how you figure it out.
Yeah, because otherwise, I mean, you're getting, you know, they do, but then they stay away. And he figured out time is when I go to the temple or this or that, and come, and the kids also knew, so they go and just steal stuff. You know, the kids, like the laborers would put their stuff there, and then they go to eat, and then they come back to continue the work, but they come back when the neurons is gone. So.
people will sell the railway tracks, that also they pull off and sell. It's illegal.
And so the train will come along and crash.
Something which is like...
Yeah, and then when the train crashes, they go through, you know, everybody's there and then get the watches and this and that.
No, the extra ones which they put aside.
Oh, the ones on the side.
So one of my relatives, he started the business and then his wife was there, he wasn't there, and then they got like tons of that and sold to her. And she didn't know it was a railway track thing. You can't sell it anywhere.
Oh, okay. So you have to melt it down. Oh, it was the iron business. They were iron workers. Yeah. Yeah. They figure these things out. From here, you can tell which keys you use the most.
Yeah.
You can see it?
Not now, but from a different angle.
Yeah, you can see it. The ones that are... and then
one is shiny, one is...
Yeah, not. They're very shiny. And the other ones, like the N you use, the H, the J, K, L, hardly... The T U T Y R A S F. Yeah, it's very far out.
Whichever goes near.
Yeah, yeah.
This fingers don't work much. That's why they use the key. They arrange the way they want.
Oh, okay, you only use less fingers. Yeah. So that you can learn and use all four of them.
I use all of them.
Oh, okay.
But the point is these ones are used the least. And because the finger is small.
Oh, that's why you put them out there, because the farther out they are, the less they're used. Oh, okay. So that was the whole point of the QWERTY, which is more uses in the middle.
Yeah, it's cleverly designed.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. If somebody's smart, they figure it out. Okay. So, yeah, so yeah, it's amazing how we start on this really serious central product, and then we end up on the most wild tangents. You know? Did you ask your question?
She has the independence. Yeah.
She's very patient.
That means they become a devotee. Will it be an obstacle? Yes. Because the point is we need to surrender to Krishna, because anything we're doing is actually being controlled by Krishna's energy. You know, but we're giving credit for it, but it's controlled by Krishna's energy. And it's just like the child runs around the house and they're hungry, they go, you know, get something to eat, and, you know, the bathroom, and they go sit on the couch and the pillows. But all that's controlled by the parent. It's not that you can go, you can't go into the drawer with socks in it and get something to eat, you know, unless they've stashed something there. But.
Yes,
you have to be dependent on Krishna. It doesn't mean that you can't choose a situation that you're not dealing with people so much. You know, because that's one of the 20 qualities of knowledge, is that not being interested in being in the crowd and part of the scene. It's one of the qualities of 20 qualities of knowledge. So you can choose to be in a more, environment that you're not so much involved with all the social things and this and that, or you choose which things you're going to be involved in. Right? But what I'm saying is that you can't be independent from Krishna. Because the choice to do that should be something based on how it's useful service to Krishna. Let's say someone's younger and they talk a lot, so much prajalpa, gossip, this, that. But, you know, they go to the temple, they chant their rounds, and during the day, you know, all these different things are going on and all that. But at some point, it doesn't have a value really for it. It doesn't have a value for the service, but it keeps them busy. Right? So, you know, they're doing this nonsense instead of some other nonsense. But with time, they get more and more engaged in that, and they replace that with doing some more chanting or reading or some valuable service. So it's just naturally comes. So it should be that there's the understanding that we're dependent upon Krishna, and we're willing to be like that. We're not talking about independence and making money or this or that. So here the independence, what we're saying is that the Brahmins, Kshatriya, Vaishyas, they should be in what they do independent, not dependent upon someone else. You can't completely be like that, but it's prominent. The Brahmin can study and teach and do that on his own, whether anybody likes or not, comes around or not. You know, the Kshatriya, he can, man, like you start off with a villager, just himself, and he'll grow up from there, like we saw Rukmi. He made the vow, if I don't defeat Krishna and bring back my sister, I won't come back to the city. Right? He went out. He couldn't bring him back. So he said, you know, just right there, he said, okay, I'll start a city here. So that meant it was just him. It wasn't like, he went to a village and took over. He just started there with nothing. And then, you know, he had a big city in the future. And so then the next time, when they came for, what was it? The marriages. There were two marriages, like, yes. I think for Krishna's son and grandson. They married, you know, the daughter and granddaughter of Rukmi, because he wanted to please his sister. And so that happened at his city. It didn't happen at that Rukmini's father's city, because he said he won't go back there. And so, and this time around, because Balaram was chastising Krishna for, because he's doing some work. You know, when you go to the saloon and they process your hair and beard and all that. He was doing some special, unique hair cutting, hairstyle and that for Rukmi. Balaram chastised him because he's a relative. But then, because he wanted to please Rukmini, because she wouldn't be pleased with him. But then later on, because he is such a rascal, Balaram ended up killing him. Because he was just such a nonsense. You know? But by that time, Rukmini didn't say anything. She was there, but it's just, you know, it's obvious the guy's a jerk, so what can you do? So that's independent. So the Vaishya, he starts off with nothing and he starts a business. You know, that story we tell of that, I think Prabhupada tells the story about, I think he was the richest of the Mullahs in Calcutta. You know, all of them were rich, but this guy was like the richest. But his background, he had come from the village, came to the Calcutta, right, because they have a village there. He came to Calcutta, and then he went to who was at the time, I think, one of the biggest, who was the most wealthy. And, you know, you can't say I went to a particularly relative, because they're all relatives, the Subarnabhanis. And so he went to him, and you know, okay, what can we do? You know, I've come like this, and I come to the age, I want to start a business and all that, and I'm asking if you can give, you know, a loan, you give this much, and I'll do this and that, this is my plan, and then I'll give you back this much after this much time, and, you know, all this thing, he gave this whole thing. And the rich guy said, okay, so you say you're a Vaishya. Okay. So if you're a Vaishya, then, okay, I'll arrange your investment. And he was thinking, very good. So he took him up, he got up from the chair, said, come with me. He went over to the window, because in Calcutta you have those huge windows, and from there you could see in the street. He said, when I came in this morning, I saw a dead rat in the gutter. You know, and he pointed out from the window, there's the dead rat. And at that time there was plague in Calcutta. So they were giving 2 rupees a rat. I mean, dead. I mean, I don't think they wanted it alive, but 2 rupees a rat. And at that time, 2 rupees was a lot of money. He says, if you're actually a Vaishya, you go down there, get the rat, take it and get you 2 rupees and start your business. You know, he says, that's Vaishya, that's it. So he did. He became the most wealthy. That's the independence we're talking about. It doesn't mean independent of Krishna, this, that. It means material world is relative, so everything here is relative. But Krishna, his name, form, qualities, pastimes, you know, the instructions, you know, what the acharyas, that's absolute. But otherwise, the material world itself is relative. So when we say independent, it's relative. Because ultimately Krishna is the only one who's Sarat. Does that make sense? So one has to see the context of that, of independence.
Okay.
Yeah. So if someone wants to, you know, you do things on your own, don't depend upon family or others and this and that, that's fine, but you should still be doing that in context of Krishna. It's better for service, because I get involved with family, there's too much complications there, I get involved in a social thing, and you know, I waste so much time there, so you just do what works for you in Krishna consciousness. Is that okay? Yeah. Yes.
Why would somebody emphasize instead of relationship with devotees, system and procedures and managerial structures, etc.? Why would the devotee do that?
Would he establish?
Emphasize like this is the most important. Like, you should have a system.
Probably because there's something of their nature that then. They, through that, they're engaging themselves, and this, at least at the time, seems to be the form that engages it nicely.
Mm-hmm.
So either they are a good manager, and they see that others, you know, need direction and structure to function in, and that's important, so he's emphasizing that. Or they have these more idyllic, utopian, you know, what do you call it, corporate ideas of how everything's going to become perfect if you do all these things, even though they can't do it and never will be able to do it, and the systems they talk about don't actually work.
Mm.
You know, in other words, these systems work because there's a guy who knows how to work them. He didn't have the system. He's like a businessman can run a business even though he doesn't go to school about business. Because the only thing to learn in going to the school about business is just the contemporary market, how it works. But the principles of how it works, he already knows. He's born with that. You know, so, yes?
I'll find that another angle is the individual and institutional aspect.
Okay.
So the individual and institutional is more like Vyasthi and Samasthi aspect. One doesn't have a purpose without the other, and the other cannot like grow, the individual cannot grow without an institution, and an institution doesn't have any purpose, there are no individuals. But then the distinguishing factor is which kind of institution, whether it's a Brahmanical or administrative or Vaishya kind of thing.
Yeah, more Vaishya.
Yeah, when you say system, we need a Brahmanical system where the hearing, educational aspects keep going on, we come and take association and all. But we don't need a Vaishya or Kshatriya one as more than what it helps for the Brahmanical organization to go on.
Yes.
Maharaj said this corporative
type.
It gets smaller as you go. In other words, the society is a Brahmanical society. Within that, you have to organize it so that the institution goes on. Even if you don't have, just like in the beginning of society, you didn't have great administrative things. Locally, management would go on, you know, somehow or another. And the movement grew, you know, how you say, by leaps and bounds. You know, but the more we introduce all this, then you see it's not necessarily helping the quality. These Prabhupada said, boil the milk. But it's here, it's like, you know, the thing introduced in words is how to add more water.
Almond milk is costlier than soya is.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I mean, she's thinking of quality. but yeah, the most likely is. Yeah.
The cost of when we went to this point. So the teacher grabbed a few pages from the study guide and said, this, three, 4 pages, this cost us, if you mentioned some ridiculous amount they had to pay to some professional guy who gave them this content, material, tens of thousands of dollars.
For those three pages.
These 5 pages.
And then the rest of it then was...
I guess they...
Yeah.
So in Western practice, I said we should be really carefully listening, because they pay lots of money for this.
No, but at that point, then you stand up and say, okay, in that case, I'm leaving. They say, why you're leaving? Because if you had to pay $10,000 to get that from a karmi, that means you don't know what you're doing. So why am I here? I'm wasting my time. Leave.
The course was communication course.
Yeah, tell them I can get that information from these karmic books. They go out and you pay, what is it, $5 and get their book?
You can do it for free online.
Yeah, you can do it for free online. It says if you guys had to pay $10,000 to get that, then you guys have no idea what you're doing. Why any of us should be listening to you? You know? And then you're telling us you paid $10,000 because I messed up and, you know, we wasted, you know, all this stuff, you know, to build this thing, therefore you should take it seriously. No, you should take it seriously why you wasted $10,000. You know? Why we should take it seriously. You wasted $10,000. This is really valuable. You know? Yeah, to cook, you know, to give you guys, you know, this cup of milk, you know, like that, you know, we spilled, you know, 1,000 liters of milk, so you better take this cup of milk of yours really seriously. He said, well, no. I said, well, why did you spill that much milk?
The academic smartness. To become a doctor, I paid this much. I paid this much for instrument. That's why your bill is this much. Whether you have a disease or not.
Yeah, so it just becomes that. It's just business. Why would he mention that? Because the money is the important thing. Why not the manpower? Man hours. Person hours. Can you call them people anymore? Can you call them, is that all right? Peace persons? Human hours?
That's cheap.
Yeah. It's a living entity hours?
I've seen also, might not be directly connected, that people, those who introduced a lot of systems, it's actually because they don't have relationships and it's real difficult for them to you know, to start, or even if they are, then to maintain. So systems actually protect them. So it's out of insecurity they introduce all those things, and then it keeps them busy, as you mentioned, but also gives them feeling of security that I am where I am, because in relationship you have to establish yourself so you know exactly, you know, where you are, who you are. It's a strong identity. But then covering yourself with systems, it also gives a certain identity, because you know everybody else have to go through the system. Means you're good. Yeah, you're in charge basically, because you know you play with the systems. So I've seen those, and yeah, I mean, basically those who have relationships, they're not interested in systems, but those who aren't, then they develop all kinds of system, and system within the system, and it's like,
it goes on
like forever, and it's really boring. Yeah. But if people are like, you know, nerds basically, they really love it. Yeah. Oh, I have another new system, and then they see, they discuss, and it's like, rust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we'll generally start from the principle that's there and then come down to the detail. If you're talking leadership, this, that, because I would expect these kind of things that they're talking about, that level, it should start up there. If they're just talking about the general person, you had a system, otherwise they don't know what to do or won't do anything. So systems do have their place, but it's within the bureaucracy you have the system. So people above the bureaucracy don't need the systems. They have structure, but they don't need those systems because they know that you use them as is necessary. People below the bureaucracy, they don't need the systems because they just have to, you know, in their life it goes on, and only when they have to contact the bureaucracy do they have to go through the systems. So it's actually just for that group, like Prabhu was saying, they need that. You know, it means you see a paper come in, see a paper going out, you feel something's happening. Yeah. Yes.
One time, top bureaucrat of one of the state came here. He just got retired, I think. Then I asked him this very question that, you are the topmost bureaucrat. You had been the topmost bureaucrat.
Yes, you actually told him like that?
This word, bureaucrat?
Come on. No, my Maharaj called his father, oh, best of the divas.
No, it's Indian bureau. It's India. The definition itself is the bureaucracy. Is the
IAS
offense.
It's
Indian administrative service, Indian bureaucrat, something.
Okay.
So
it's
called chief secretary.
Chief secretary.
That means he deals with all the administrative offices, the police, and then the law, collectors. What do you call collectors?
Tax collectors. Oh, collectors, those who are...
District magistrate.
Okay.
Like that. Then I asked him about, okay, so you run the show. So, do you have more power or do the politicians have power? Then he said that the bureaucracy runs only when the leadership pushes. The politicians are supposed to be the leaders. So we are the followers, they are the leaders. Only the right leader pushes the things forward, we can work. Otherwise, we on our own cannot.
Why?
Because ultimately it's the leadership that pushes the bureaucracy.
It's which things should be done.
Yeah. He's trying to point out that without the person, then the system is... On its
because
own.
Nobody supervises and nobody is really.
Like now, you know, bureaucrats have to take decision. There's like a democracy. Nothing happens like that. Unanimous.
They don't want to take responsibility.
Nobody will take responsibility. So that's how it falls apart. It's like when I heard from him.
Yeah, no, it's good for him. It's always best when you hear these. We call it. This old saying is to hear from the horse's mouth. You know that it's authority. Optus. Yeah.
Local
Optus. Yeah, local Optus. Because the thing is if you're pushing that the system is what makes it work, the point is without the leadership, the system won't work. So if he's saying the system is, without the system won't work, that means he's at that level. He doesn't know what leadership is. Otherwise, why would you say that?
But don't you think that, I mean, my observation a little bit, is that those who are real leaders, kind of, when they invest the powers to those who should run the show,
right.
Some of it gets lost on the way. Because leaders usually have the vision, they know how it's supposed to be done, what are the goals, the targets, the operational, whatever, everything. But when the local people, I mean not local, but those who have to run the show, the lower you go, the less vision they have,
yes.
The more they need something to be supported by and something they can rely on.
Right.
Otherwise they don't know what's going on. That's why they're so narrow.
Right.
And the more, the lower they are, the more narrow they are,
And
those who are under them, they suffer more.
Yes. So, therefore, then, you've just basically explained in a nutshell what the leadership of ISKCON, the GBCs, the preachers, and that, what their job is to constantly be dealing with those on the top of the administrative pile on what is the goal and vision of ISKCON, a spiritual life. Then those, when they have that inspiration, they will tell their department heads, who then deal with the general devotee. Yes.
Also in that, another point is, finally it's the responsibility of the king. As Prabhupada said, it's your responsibility if something happens or not. That's why one of the duties of the king is he needs to go out at night to see whether everything is going on according to like what his vision is. He might have set the system, everything fabulous, might have worked out everything, but again practically he has to go himself and see that it's happening or not. Otherwise it's useless. Like we can't just sit out. We apply the system, it's working, it should be fabulous.
Yeah.
It's never working.
It has to. So that means those who are in the administrative positions who deal with this bureaucracy and those persons involved, if they're not constantly checking, if they just sit in their office, they're not actually a leader. So you have to be a leader in all these. In other words, so at that GBC level, that has to be leadership, and they have to be doing that, constantly checking that it's working. They take the pulse. You know, then at the like temple president level, project leader, they have to be constantly doing this. And then at the department head level, they have to be constantly doing this. The only one that's not constantly doing this is the general devotee. They should be ideally trying to see that their devotional life is developing and what they can do to help that. But that will come only because the upper three are inspiring them to do that. So that's where you have, that's the meaning of the independence. They're supposed to have that independence that they do that. But if you just simply make it, it's just a rule everyone has to follow, and it's absolute and all that, and we're not talking absolute on the spiritual platform, but on the material, then we're dealing with a weird totalitarian bureaucracy. Because bureaucracy can't lead. So that's why they have to make totalitarian statements. It's just the way it is. It's just nature. You drop a rock, it goes down. It hits your toe. You know, it doesn't. You don't let go of the rock in your hand and it flies up and hits you in the nose. No. So that's why. It's if you don't have leadership, you will end up with these systems and bureaucracy that will go towards totalitarian control, taking no responsibility, but keeping full authority. And therefore, it's impersonal thing. It can't nourish any individuals, neither themselves nor others. Like, what's that? There's that Bhagavatam verse that neither they themselves can do anything, nor can they help others, nor can they. It's something to do with they can't save themselves or something. Mm-hmm. But you know, just
the devotee can deliver the whole family, but.
Brahma, yes, okay. Yes. So that's the position. So how you put it was very nice.
I'm just listening to one of these Jordan Peterson, and he was explaining how he interviewed some of the greatest leaders around the world in a couple of years. So he said one thing that all of them they said is that the leader is supposed to aggregate problems. That means he has to go around his zone and see the people, what are their problems, and just make sense out of it. What are the, and put them in categories. They have this problem, they have this problem. So, what, same motivation, it has to feel close.
Yeah, has to. This thing that you sit in an office and there everybody has to send you, you know, as short a message as possible with the most greatest content as possible, that's not leadership.
That's called Twitter.
Twitter. Okay. Yes. Yes. But the thing is, that's what I'm saying. I can remember someone saying, "No, we want to see the paper trail," you know, and stuff like that. And it's kind of like, okay, you need to see that. But leadership, what does it need? So that's the whole thing. No, leadership doesn't count. We don't want leaders because bureaucrats can't control leaders. At the same time, bureaucrats themselves can't actually run things. So it's an illusion on their part with a desire for control, and that if that's that, then the life will be peaceful, they'll be happy. So it's just another trick of Maya, that's all. It means we need bureaucracy, but to have bureaucracy as the top, this I don't know who, I mean, we don't have to look for who did it, it's the material nature does this. Otherwise, why do so many intellectuals talk about this, having observed it? You know, and if you go to leaders, they will observe this. You know, so the whole thing is this, it happens. So we have to be aware that it is a trick of Maya and it won't do anything anywhere. You know, we're saying we're keeping up with the modern, not at all. There is no successful modern institution on the planet or in the universe, not even this universe, any other universe that uses this system and is successful. But at the same time, we could say, oh no, but that is so terrible, what's the future? You can gain faith from this, as we mentioned yesterday, because using something is absolutely useless and won't get anything, anybody, anywhere, but it's still going on and developing. That means Krishna is in control. So despite us, we're playing around doing what we want to do. It's just like the parents are arranging things and the kids are playing in the corner. The family goes on. Despite the kids yelling and screaming and, how you say, putting the spinach in the spoon and flipping it on the wall. And, all that sort of stuff. Life goes on. It's always spinach, right?
Spaghetti also.
Spaghetti. Oh, our thing was put one the end in your mouth and then suck it. And then flip up on your head and like this and that. Yeah.
But somehow kids really like to play with spaghetti. Like different scenarios, but spaghetti is the thing.
Yeah,
I don't know why. It's long and it's kind of...
Yeah, no, it's fun.
It's really nice. Nice.
Spaghetti is... Yeah, that's... Yeah, you could probably say it would... You mentioned it would be the most fun of all the foods. Yeah. Yes?
I have a more practical question.
Are you insinuating that what we've been talking for the last half hour has no practical application?
No, I mean, it's nice, but it's a far away...
Yeah, I get this all the time. You can say this is the, what do you call it, the summary of my talking. Okay, that's great, but, practical...
So the practical is that, our school is growing, and we've put a lot of energy into it to grow.
Right.
Now, as you mentioned, we have to introduce a more complex system for the students, especially online, because here in Mayapur is pretty, straightforward.
Right.
We just sit and then we read Bhagavad. But those online, they have to go through a system, they have to register this, that. It's a lot of work and the team. And some people I know personally, some people I've never actually seen. They're just there. We asked for help and they responded. And they're professional in their own fields. Mm-hmm. But in terms of, understanding the like Kriti Maharaj was explaining the mood of the school and the goal of the Vaishnava education, they might be, quite also far from that.
Yes.
They are who they are, devotees, but outside of Mayapur. So the question is, and I feel, because I actually envy this Aptasna or Mashais, because they have an administrator, and they're just pure Brahmanas, and they just teach, they just come, and everybody has their own karma, of course, but I'm not like that. I have to manage. She's taking care of all the translation and editing, also Brahminical, pure.
Yeah.
But I have to administrate and teach. So administration, I'm trying to delegate, but then it becomes a problem. So
then you use the point, it's like you started from, there's no students, you're preaching, you're giving the classes and all that. From that you collect. They come around. They're attracted by the glories of the Lord are an attractive feature, so people congregate. As it gets big, like you said, then you have to organize it.
Yeah.
So what we're saying here is what they were saying before. That was that the practical point is, it's not that you have to administrate, because you said like you had these other people.
Yeah.
But you still need to continue that preaching to see that those people who are doing these areas have the Krishna consciousness, that it will go in the direction you want it to and not end up as something else. So in other words, you still remain in your Brahminical position, these others doing, that's the point of the Vedic system, the Brahmin Brahminical position is above the administrative.
Yes.
It's not, so you don't have to do it yourself. You have to just see that their one is doing, and you might have someone who is the biggest one of them that sees that all them do, but you have to see at some point where it enters in that they have the proper consciousness and proper understanding. Then with that, that'll start to filter down.
Yeah.
And you go down as far as you have the capability. But you don't have to, it's not about what they're doing, it's about the mentality and consciousness with which they're doing
it. Yeah.
That's all you have to worry about.
Yeah, I am worried about that. Because sometimes it's okay.
Yes, but focus on that. Don't worry about the... They know how to do administration. They'll do it. Right? And if you have some ideas how you want it done, some concepts of, like that, instead of 10 questions, only 5 questions, like that. They only have to stand on their head for 3 minutes instead of, for 12 minutes, before you give them the exam paper. And we dropped off the one where you stand on your head for 12 minutes and then you have to do a 360-degree pirouette on your head, like that. So these things, those kind of things you can, but the running of it, that they do. That they know how to do it. Because in other words, if they're qualified, they like to do it themselves.
Yeah.
But the mentality, that's what you have to work on. So understand that will remain. And it's the same thing that you used from the beginning. So it doesn't change. It's still brahminical.
Yeah. Another dilemma is that because I have many advisors, the main one being here.
I see.
Or maybe the main decision maker. I don't know. I have to.
Means advisor, decision maker, and then you are the one that's responsible to see that it gets carried out. You just have to make sure it gets done.
So the dilemma is whether we want to grow further, like in numbers, or we just keep it, because already right now it's a medium-sized school.
Right.
We started really small, completely happy, then it grows and grows, and my idea is to grow as a service to you, but also, of course, mixed in is my own ambition. So, sorry, I have to be honest, at least in this assembly.
Yeah.
So then... I can afford it, it's okay. I can actually say.
Okay.
So then, whether we should just keep growing, or it's going to happen naturally, or should we invest more energy into it, or how should we proceed further? Because at this point, then we have to decide basically.
Yeah. I would say is that the simple form of it depends on digestion. How much do you eat? How much you can digest. So, in other words, if you have to have a concept of what it is you want, because the idea is that big is good, but it has to be of a quality. There's a certain quality that we're looking for. So, how big you can go to maintain that quality. So, if you come up to here, and the quality is going on, it can grow. But then, as it grows and you see, then you have to work on that quality. So, those people involved, you have to see that their consciousness is up to the standard. Does that make sense? That's the whole thing. Is if that's there and the people are there, then you grow it as it can. But still, that you have to get that same effect.
Yeah. Well, the quality. If we're talking about the quality of Krishna Katha, whether 1,000 people listen or 10 people listen,
right.
It's the same. From my side,
yes.
I give it all.
Like, yes. Yeah.
100%.
Yes.
But then, in terms of administration and the school and the prestige, my idea to grow is that I felt really bad that, especially among the Russian-speaking community, but even English-speaking, hardly anybody knows that this school exists and it's the oldest school and it's the most developed and the tradition and Panchanga and Yaya and the whole thing.
Right.
So my idea was just to spread the word around that it is the possibility, the opportunity is there. Whether you take it or not, it's your free will.
Right.
But then, if we, and it's already happened.
Yeah. Well, the thing is you develop from a few students into this many without advertising it.
No, we actually
did. Oh, you
did?
Okay. So you did. So then it's just a matter you just have to see is that with an advertisement, because people forget things very quickly.
Yeah.
So you do something, then you have to see is that whatever you get, then it has to be consolidated. Like Manu mentions, because you're talking about administrative stuff, because as you said, you can give a class and whether 10 people listen to it or, you know, they broadcast it on national television. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It can go to as many people as you want. So then it's the administrative aspect on how that can grow.
Yeah.
So then you have to see is that when Manu talks about it, when you're talking about assets, is you gain assets. But then assets have to be invested.
Yeah.
And then when they grow, then you can, you know, give out things more.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? So it has to, like you said, it naturally grows. You work on the point of it growing, but you have to see that it grows naturally. Yes.
And this, to make the thing a little bit easier, like a kshatriya also, if he has his brothers and all, he spreads them out. Actually, they are individually managing their territories.
Right.
He only like oversees if they need any help, or he's like the emperor and mm-hmm. they're like the kings. It works out well so that there is no feud among them and everybody knows who is senior and who is little junior, and then finally it's like the emperor sees in case of any other issues also, then they solve it among themselves. So what I would see is naturally our school, this 12 years, it is divided into bachelor's, master's and, you know, doctorate and post-doctorate. So you could, over a period of time, to make the bachelor its own group and bachelor's to master's its own group and have a separate head. Dealing, those who are at the level of bachelor's, they don't need like so much more qualification as the level of master's has. Some few days when we had the opening ceremony, somebody was asking and naturally came out like, you know, from me when I was telling, a Shastra Chakshus is where you see everything according to Shastra and you have the faith that the whole world is running based on the Shastra injunctions, and then Darshan Chakshus is above that, then you see the Darshan like Krishna is within it and everything is working because of Krishna. And then the Vedanta Chakshus is where you see only Krishna and nothing else. And then Prema Chakshus is you're working only for the pleasure of Him. So putting these as a baseline, then it's easier to find out what is the qualification to each of the leaders who's managing that and see through that. People are getting that outcome as what we want. And then I think then we can put a separate head for each group and then it makes things easier.
Yeah,
and then we don't have like a complete the topmost goal from the first few year guys. Like where you need to just have that initial aspect.
Because the bulk will be in that first 4 years. And then
what?
The bulk will be in the first.
Oh, the bulk.
The
maximum
amount of votes in the
first
4 years.
Yeah.
And then there'll be a decent amount in the second. In the next 3 years, but then above that, the last 5 years, that's going to be generally anyone who can go for the doctorate can go for the post, you know, mm-hmm. the higher doctorate,
yeah.
like that. But and you know, because many they'll be very satisfied with the master's level,
yeah.
won't go because for us it's not so much in between. I mean, in one sense it is, it's the full Bhagavatam, but it's kind of a level that Prabhupada was saying, you know, he was expecting like the preachers and that to be that. Mm. Like that. You know, that was kind of ideal. I mean, that's the general. We would take it more, the doctorate would be more that. And then that maturity would be there with the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Yeah.
But, you know, one thing to glean from what he says is see, you have an anxiety because you're looking at it from the position or the point of view of the king and controlling it. He's given you the solution. No, make others the king, you be the emperor.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Not bad.
I mean, it sounds really good.
Yeah, yeah. You have to figure out which vines to use and make the little, like the, you know, because the laureate, and put those laurel leaves and put it on your head.
There's a Russian saying, I don't know if there's something in English, But when you put crown on your head, slowly it gives a pressure, and then you become crazy. So that is the problem with the crown. So as soon as you put it, starts pressuring your, and then your ego, you know, suddenly.
So that's why the you see the Romans, they were very clever. They didn't use a crown. They used leaves.
Yeah.
So they don't put as much pressure.
And then you can put mint leaves, it cools down your head.
I thought
neem leaves.
No.
Neem will remove other...
all the bugs and stuff like that. So mint, manage your problems will go away, and you put it'll keep you fresh.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, special for Mayapur, the laurel leaves, use the neem leaves and the mint leaves together.
Also, just one more point on that. In the universities, then there is a vice chancellor who is like the head of the entire university. But then at bachelor's level, master's level, there are other guys who deal with. And all the bureaucratic work, all the science and all, generally they do everything. And the vice chancellor, anything which has direct impact on the entire university, that's where the vice chancellor's
involved.
Otherwise, they just deal on their own. If it matters to that level, they just deal on their own.
Yeah.
So that way of segregation then will help, like once you grow it bigger. Otherwise, it becomes too much.
Om Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Jai Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai.